Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Mystical Matchmaker Podcast. I'm your host, Marla Martinson, matchmaker, author, energy healer, tarot reader, and life coach. I always say, yes, I'm a Gemini. I do it all. How many of you feel like that? Like there's not enough time in our lifetime to do everything we want to do. I'm just letting my guest know that I see her. I've got a great guest for you. We're going to be doing some readings, my friend Ronnie Ann Ryan, who's a business and intuitive life coach and psychic. We're going to have some magical chats, and we are going to answer some questions. A lot of you have questions about love, career. Love seems to be a big topic, right? But I just want to set the tone here and just read a little positivity, and just take this in. If you want to just take a deep breath and just take this in. Your spirit is blessed by the breath of the divine. God's unconditional love gives you every reason to know that you are valuable, worthy, and deserving. This is the basis of all healthy pursuits, to define yourself in such a deep experience of God's love that no pursuit is really necessary. You are full, complete, and vibrant in this state, and all that you seek is desirable and available, but never necessary to define you. That's from The Secrets of Attraction by Sandra Ann Taylor. And there's one more thing I want to share from that. She talks about the magnetics of pulling in things that you want into your life. It's everything's about frequency, as we know. So she says the world is a switching station that always sends your own energy back to you. This is the inescapable reality of the law of magnetism. In your career, financial status, home, and relationships, what you find yourself experiencing will always be an outward picture of the energy that you yourself are creating on a daily basis. So a lot of times we will tend to blame someone else, or we'll play the victim, or someone else is acting this way or doing something to us, or whether it's at work, at home, in a romantic relationship, friendships. And we have to remember, we are the source. We're like, it's the world's a switching station that's sending you your own energy back to you. So we've got to remember, we are constantly putting out a frequency. And so when we take responsibility for what's going on, if we're not finding that right love partner, where is it in your frequency that you're holding that is not a vibrational match? So you'll always have a vibrational match. If someone says, well, I keep attracting losers, I keep attracting players, I keep attracting, you know, somebody with this kind of personality, it's because that's the frequency match. And you might say, whoa, I'm not, you know, it might be kind of shocking to hear that, but that's also kind of magical and empowering to know that when we get our frequency right, when we clean up the things we need to clean up with, we will vibrate and attract on the frequency someone that is in alignment. So we got to remember that. So I know some of you will probably be asking about love life. So we'll pull cards and we'll see what the guides have to say. But just remember, this is something so important to put in your tool belt, to not know about this, that it is what you are putting out. And looking back, I do coaching on this, you guys. I have a boundary coaching, reinvention coaching. If you go to my website, marlamartinson.com, there's many options. And we go through all of this, clean up the past stuff, because we want to look at our underlying commitments that we made to ourselves, usually, which is happening at age 10 to 12 and under. So let's say you were bullied at school, or your dad left the home, or you were abused, or a myriad of things could have happened, and you made a commitment in the back of your mind, okay, I'm not worthy, or men are not available, or they always leave, and this is in the subconscious, and this is what will keep coming up. So we want to look back. For me, I was bullied terribly as a child, especially at the age of 11, and there were some other things, alcoholism in the family, different things, and so I grew up, and I had to save everybody. I picked verbal abusers. I was codependent. I wanted to, you know, everybody to be okay, and I would overstep and have no boundaries. And I realize it now. Now I'm old. I'm a crone. So I've got, in my older years, I'm finally cleaning all this crap up, but I wish I would have known about it sooner. But that's how it works. So I'm going to bring in my beautiful goddess girlfriend, Ronnie Ann Ryan, and we're going to talk about some of this.
Hi.
Hello,
Marla.
Ronnie.
Thank you for calling me a beautiful goddess.
You are, sister, you are. So what's going on in
you
Ronnie's
too.
World? What's the magical... Thank you. Yes. What's happening? Give us some magical stuff to hang on to here. What have you been learning? What have you been looking at? What's going on lately?
You know, I've been doing so much learning since, like, last November. I feel like somebody put me on top speed, you know, which it doesn't mean it's been all fun and laughs, but there's just been so much coming up for me. So what I'm working on right now is, believe it or not, I'm really enjoying some chant videos that I found on YouTube. And so I've been starting my day with them. Yes, it's been really good because I've been resistant to a daily practice for no reason I could put my finger on. But anyway, so this is what I've been doing now for a whole week. I'm so proud of myself.
And chanting, I love it. Okay.
Yeah, and one of them is about it says it's sun, moon, earth, infinity, all that is infinity, I am thee. So that's a way to raise your vibration, remembering that you are part of the universe. And
Say that one again.
Sun, well, it's the actual is Rama, Dasa, Sase, Sohung. Sun, moon, earth, infinity, all that is infinity, I am thee. Oh, I just love that. And I found this chant about releasing and letting go to the power of love that is healing. Yes. Is that awesome or what? So I start with that, and then I go to the Rama Dasa one. And then I found one more. I have looked it up a million times. I'm not exactly sure what it means, but it's something about creation and being one with creation. And that one, so I do these three. I don't do the whole thing. I let them play 3 or 4 minutes, and I move on to the next one. So I've been having a great time with those, starting my day in a fashion that's so much more uplifting than reading email. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is important to set the tone to start off that way for that frequency and vibration. I absolutely love it. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing a lot of hot yoga, which I needed to clear out emotions. And then I went back to LA Fitness, so I do spin class. So I'm doing spin,
awesome.
Some body work, weights, and then the hot yoga. And boy, has that been fantastic. So that's what I'm into right now. Yeah. Yeah.
That's excellent. Of course, my other salvation is going to the beach, which I live in Connecticut, so I have a limited time frame to do that. But we haven't had much rain this summer, even though we could use some, but it's been good for beach weather. So I just love how I get, you know, you don't want a buildup of positive ions. It doesn't make sense. It's kind of counterintuitive. But when you go to the beach, it clears you out and gives you negative ions, and I always feel so at peace there. And I, like, go at, like, 4:30 in the afternoon, and then I leave at 6:30. So pretty much it's quiet there, you know, at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really been working for me. I wish I could bottle it and then have it in January, you know?
Yeah, and for me, it's been the forest. I go in the forest a lot, so that's amazing.
That's nice.
So what are you offering these days? What are you doing for the ladies?
Well, I'm doing intuitive readings. So I channel your spirit guides or your angels, or I get my own intuitive hits about things. I do have my own deck, the Elemental Wisdom deck. I do past life readings and work in the Akashic Records. And, you know, when people have a reading with me, I'm going to take advantage of everything I know how to do to make sure they get the information they need, the solutions, the clarity, the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm all about. I love to try to find practical solutions to whatever's going on for people.
All right. And you guys, Ronnie's website is linked up at the show notes. But tell people what it is.
Oh, sure. NeverTooLate.biz. So I've been a love and dating coach for 20 years, and now I'm expanding to include, you know, business and life, because, you know, all of life is kind of like dating in my book.
Right. Yeah. So we're both in the dating arena, but we also both do readings, intuitive readings, and I do energy healing, and I have a 5-week group coaching coming up for ladies to heal, really get back in our power after, you know, when we're looking for somebody or after a breakup. So get on my newsletter at marlamartinson.com so that, and you'll get a free raise your frequency guided meditation too, so that you can stay in touch and you know what's going on. So let's take some calls and give some readings. All right. So we've got 347-463. Hello, hello. Name
Hi.
And location, please. Hi.
Hi. Hi. My name is Tanika. We're currently in New York.
Tanika in New York. All right. How can we help you today?
I wanted to ask about what you guys see with love, and I'm going to be moving soon. My mom is moving to Florida, so I wanted to know if you see that being a good thing for me or a bad thing, if I'm not going to like it there, or if it's going to be good. And also, just if you see anything with love or relationships.
Okay, I will start with Florida. A lot of people are moving to Florida. I can't even tell you how many. And most of my matchmaking clients right now that I have are in Florida. So let's see. Florida for Tanika. Let's see what comes up. Well, it feels that Page of Pentacles comes right up with some news of work. You will be able to find work. What kind of work do you do?
I'm going to be like a fish out of water. Like, I'm looking for work, and I went there to visit recently, and I couldn't find work. I'm panicking now because I don't know where I'm going to work and make money down there. So, I'm just open.
It shows that you're confused about it, but then the Two of Pentacles comes up too. So you might have a couple little jobs, like even if you get two jobs. There's times I've had three jobs, all part-time, and it feels like you're going to enjoy that. It feels like you're a little too fidgety, you're too creative, you're too much of a free spirit for one big heavy job that you have to sit there all day. The Four of Pentacles comes in too, talking about money again. So be careful, save your money, have a budget, really plan that out. And then you're going to be going to work. The Eight of Pentacles, it's all pentacles. I've been shuffling this deck for 10 minutes, and it's all pentacles coming up, money. So don't worry about that. And then the Ten of Cups, everything's going to work out. What are your skills? What do you usually do?
I've worked in customer service. I always wanted to work with animals. I love cats. I love animals. I always worked in retail, but recently I worked in reception in the medical field, but I don't want to go back to the medical field at all. I don't like the medical field at all, and I don't like sitting there for a long time. You're right.
Right. So they're even saying check places that dog hotels, dog grooming places, dog things like that, walking dogs. Just check it, get real creative, and you will find something. And there's plenty of shops, but it looks good for you. So you just think outside the box and write down, get your little journal out in the mornings and write down any possibilities, jobs you can create for yourself, jobs you can look into, and ask your angels and guides to guide you towards it. Okay. Ronnie, do you want to pull a card for her for love?
Oh, sure. I had done a little spread for the job thing.
Oh, okay,
and it was
go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing how much it mirrored what you were saying, because I got that it was time to focus and get really clear about what you want, and that you were going to definitely reap the rewards, because I got the pumpkin, and that's about harvest time. Definitely going to reap the rewards, so it might not even be far away. And then I got the spider web, which is all about creating what you want, you know, because the spider makes that web, and this is about creating what you want. So it really dovetails nicely with what Marla was talking about. But real quick, I'll just pick a card for you about love. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. So I got the Tree of Wisdom. So the thing about the Tree of Wisdom is it's very balanced. You know, the branches at the top of the tree are the same size and shape almost and take up as much space as the roots. So you want to be well-rooted and grounded and solid in who you are and branching out to experience and try life and be centered and balanced, and that is a wonderful place. In fact, that's just about the best place to look for love from. Because when you're balanced like that, you attract the highest level of kind of person that will be the best kind of match for you. So I think once you get there and get settled, get yourself situated, start to feel more balanced, it looks like that's what it's going to take, and it can definitely come into your world.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, thanks, Tanika. Best of luck, and hopefully you'll keep us updated on the next broadcast. Take care.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to 631. What is your name and location?
My name is Rose. I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Hi, Rose. How can we help you? Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I was just I guess I maybe career. I didn't really have a particular question. I don't know if you just do something general or do you need a question.
We can do something general. Do you want to go ahead and? Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Ronnie. If you want to start with her for a general.
Okay. Let's see what comes up for Rose. So interestingly enough, I got that spider web again, and the spider web is often about creating what you want, weaving your own dreams, you know, like a dream catcher kind of thing. So maybe you're in that place now where you're in a place of creation and you're ready to start drawing in what you want and have it come into being. And the next card is the full moon. So the full moon is when you have the most clarity for things that have been hidden, because in the night, it's dark. But when there's a full moon, things that have been hidden come out and are lit up, and you can see them. So you can often find the truth to things that have been elusive or mysteries clear up or whatever. It's also a great time to let go of things that have been holding you back and no longer serve you, that kind of thing. And then the outcome is the winds of change. So I don't know if you're looking for a change, but the opportunity for that to come into place is really there, because the winds of change are blowing, and that's always a sign that something new is happening.
Yeah, that resonates for sure. Yeah, I've been working on a couple of projects, so, and it's been a while since I've been working on them, so hopefully it will come to creation soon.
And Rose, this is Marla. Did you have anything in the recent past of somebody that you've the little distasteful or challenging or, you know, the personality clash, anything like that?
What do you mean with somebody?
Somebody, just what's coming up is recently, could be a few months ago or whatever, but I'm getting in the cards that there was some kind of a personality quest, something that doesn't feel right, something that's not good. Maybe it feels like it's going uphill. It's, you feel a little battered or betrayed or something like that. That's what's coming up anyway. So, and then going towards it, you're also looking out, your ship's coming in, you're going from something old to something new. Feels like there's going to be some new relationships that are going to be built. And maybe this is just, you may be letting go of some. There's a lot of people who are letting go of some old relationships that are no longer aligned. It could be friends or work coworkers or whatever. It feels like a time of shedding for you, that you're going to be letting go of some things, even cleaning out closets, drawers, getting ready for this beautiful autumn season coming in, where you're going to have to have this beautiful hearth and home and do a little decorating and sprucing things up. I don't know, I'm kind of seeing carpet that maybe is going to be lifted up or replaced or something like that that's going to be coming up for you. But it looks like things are going to be, shifting into a much better space. And I just want to pull two more cards out of this other deck. It feels like it's been a little bit stagnant, but the money is going to come in as well. Career-wise, we've got the Seven of Pentacles, where you're going to be working. Just don't worry about it. Sometimes at night you kind of worry about what's going on. The Tower comes in. It feels like, again, the old stuff is going to be tumbling down, old ways of being, and you're walking away and towards something new, something really great. You're going to have a lot of choices as well. There's a lot of choices of things that you could be doing. Maybe even some volunteering or charity work is going to be in there. So, right, that's what I've got for you, my dear. Yeah.
What deck comment, are you using? I was just wondering what deck you were using. Is that the one with the tower with the fire and everything? Is that the one?
Well, it's the Rider-Waite, which is
they all have that.
But I have different varieties of that. Yeah.
The tower
means things coming apart or falling apart and then rebuilt even better. So
right.
Old ways of being.
Right.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rose. Bye.
Okay. All right.
Let me see. All right. So we're going over to 203-331, name and location.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I live in Georgia.
Hi. How can I help you, Michelle?
Well, I am a senior citizen, and I'd really like to meet somebody who's special.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I haven't.
Okay. Okay. Ronnie, can you pull some stuff around that?
I sure will. So, Michelle, are you doing anything about looking for love?
Well, I always try to. You know, sometimes I attend events or look online, but I just don't find anybody that I like or is appropriate.
Okay. All right, well, let's see. Huh. All right, well, this is really interesting. So it's interesting because I keep getting similar cards, so it must be about the energy that's going on. But so I got the crystal again, and that's about focus. So what I take that to mean is if you're looking for love, it's time to really focus and put some energy against this goal, because it's important to, like, if you're just kind of rolling along with things or whatever, you're not necessarily going to be putting in the effort. It does take some effort, but that doesn't mean it couldn't work for you. So I'm going to encourage you to really focus your energy, focus your thoughts, and get clear about what you're looking for and what your methods are going to be. And then the next card is the beach, where the waves are kind of rolling in. And this is what I would call the ebb and flow. And so when you're looking for love, there's a lot of ebb and flow. There's some good guys, not so good guys. It's back and forth and back and forth. And all of that is to be expected. And it's only when people expect that it's going to go boom, boom, boom and be super easy that it becomes a problem, because most times it takes some energy. You have to meet a bunch of people and that kind of thing. So if you can just roll with it and go with the ebb and flow and just know that's part of the process, it'll really help. Now, what can get in the way is if you hide out too much, because I got the cave card. You don't want to be hanging out in your house, sitting on your couch. If you really want to meet people, you know, it's still nice outside, and in Georgia you have a lot of time where the weather's still good. So make sure you get out there and get seen, because you got to help the guy find you, too. You know, you have to be out in public. So don't be hiding out in the cave, you know, where you live.
Yeah.
And then the card that can help you is all about the desert. And so in the desert, you want to use your resources wisely, and you want to move. You want to do things quickly so you don't get your little feet burned on the hot sand. But and so that's what's going to help you is move, do, try, get out there, meet people, that kind of thing. And ultimately, I love the end of this for you because it's the sunrise, the dawn of a new day. And that to me means something new, some new love is absolutely available for you. If you focus and learn to roll with things, stay out of the cave, move quickly, and then you can find that love that you want.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is Marla, and I pulled some oracle cards for you, and I've got Joy and Delight. There's a woman doing a handstand and her little animals around her, and she's so happy. It feels the spirit guides are saying there's a little bit of a negative self-talk. They want you to do more positive affirmations instead of thinking, there's nobody I like on here, or nobody's good, nobody fits, I don't know, I can't find anyone, to, you know, I can't wait to see who the universe has me meet next. Looking at what can you do about your whole environment, yourself, are you moving your body enough, or is there any weight to release, is it maybe a new hairstyle, is there something you can join or learn, or join a bowling team, or start, you know, learning Spanish or something to get that energy and frequency high, that you love your life, you're an interesting person, you like, you know, every day is fun to get up. And I'm seeing a cat around you. Do you have a cat?
I've got 5 cats.
Okay, cats. Yeah, cats. So I said, the cat lady. Okay, so
yeah.
I love cats. I love
cats.
I've
got 2 kittens.
Is there a gray one?
There's
two gray ones coming forward. They're saying, you know, they want you to, the cat come forward to give a message to say, you know, we know you love us and the cats, but you get a little too hermity there with them, so you're going to have to get out. Make sure when you leave the house, Mom, Michelle, don't have the cat hair on the clothes. We're sorry about that. They said we can shed, you know. So, but so just get looking around at what you can do to, you know, get a little excitement there and switch your self-talk and work on the self-love. And and Ronnie's resonated with you too. So
yeah.
I hope that helps, and say hi to your cats over there, and we are so happy you called. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Well, all right. So, Ronnie, you know, as a dating coach, what do you see? You know, when there's women, when we're in the older category, you know, sometimes we have had divorces and disappointments, and it's harder to, we're feeling a little drab. What are like the top 3 tips you can give women, you know, 50 plus, 60 plus, about finding somebody?
Well, you know, first of all, I thought some of the things you said were awesome, and you know, it really did tie in with the cave. So yeah, you got to get out of the cave.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot be hanging out at home hoping Prince Charming will knock on your door. So I would say, I would really mirror a lot of what you said. My first tip would be get out of the house. Number 2 would be, you know, try something new, because it will enliven your spirit, and that can make you interesting and more attractive and make you appreciate your life more. All of that can make a huge difference in your own attractiveness when you do get out there to meet people. And then the other thing that I would say is you got to give men a chance, because you know, a lot of times women tell me things like, you should see their pictures, and this is terrible, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, men don't necessarily think the way we do. they kind of just throw something together a lot of times and just put it up there, where women are much more focused, don't you think? And they think about, and so sometimes women think, oh, well, they want to use their own yardstick or measuring stick about how they do things to judge men. And that is not a good idea because men do not think like we do. So we may be equal, but we do not. Go ahead.
They put up, no, their brains are different. We you know, they're created that way from caveman days.
Yeah.
We have a different functioning there. And the guys put, I've gone on some friends, match.com or whatever, the, you know, the dating apps or stuff to look at different pictures of men to help them pick somebody or to go through. And the guys put up the most horrific photos, the angles or the hat, the sunglasses, unshaven, they just don't
the
know.
Bathroom.
And oh yeah, the bathroom selfies. I mean, I know it. Girls, I know it's a turnoff. I would be probably, if I was on one of those sites, think no. But take a look a little deeper, because you know what? I want to say this. Okay, so look at their bio. Look what they're, what are they about? What are their values and all of that? And if the picture's not so great, do a little video chat with them. You don't have to take so much time to get ready and meet and drive, and maybe they live an hour away, and say,
great
hey, let's, you know, after work, let's both pour a glass of wine or a cup of tea and, you know, put on something cute, ladies, a pretty top, do your makeup, make sure the angle that you're looking straight into the camera, that they're not looking up your nostrils or you're looking down, look straight ahead, and have a little, you know, happy hour with them on a video. So there's no, you don't feel like you're frustrated of wasting hours or an hour or two. And it's good practice. It's good practice and listening, active listening, really being intrigued in what they're saying and about. Don't say too much. Like if they ask you, this is a thing that comes up a lot. Oh, why did you, what happened with your last, you know, have you met anybody? And then it all goes to negative things. So you don't want to, you want to stay away from that. Positive, upbeat, just fun, light conversation for the first few meetings.
Yeah.
So what did you want to say?
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. That is fantastic advice because, you know, you can't spill all your troubles out on the table and start sharing with them there. You know, think about it like a job interview. If you went on a job interview, would you say, oh, I hated my boss. I hate my boss. That's why I'm looking for a new job. Mm-hmm. No, you would never say that. So don't complain about your ex either. You want to show your positive side. You want to be upbeat. You want to, you know, you want to be the fun person that you are, the fun, enjoyable, warm, welcoming kind of person that you know who you are. You want to be your best self. So if you start whining about your ex or talking about his ex, that really is a road to nowhere. I could not agree with you more. So, wherever you can, be upbeat. Show your best side. That's what you want to do because you're interviewing for the job of his girlfriend.
Yeah, and also, you know, at a certain age, maybe you have grandkids or whatever, not talking about that too much. It's not sexy. You know, I know you love your grandkids, you love your kids, but it's not sexy to talk about grandkids. And women have even told me that, oh, this guy is sending me pictures of his grandkids. I don't want, you know, later if you fall in love, of course you want to meet the family and embrace all of that. But at first, if this is about sexy time, you know, this is excitement. This is getting a little bit of a heart flutter, a little bit of a romance, you know, you want that. So I would stick to, where's your dream? Hey, you know, we're at, you know, whatever, 60, 70 years old, where, you know, there's only so many places we can see in the world at this point. What are your top three? You know, where's the best places you've been? Or what's your favorite wine? Or what's the most adventurous thing you've ever done? Open it up with some conversations like that instead of a grilling, like a, you know, well, what, you know, how long were you married? Or what happened here? Or what happened there? You don't want that. You want more fun questions. Yeah.
Yes, I completely agree with you because if you make it like an interview where you want to get all your check marks in, you are not making that a fun, welcoming, warm, or flirty conversation. So for sure, you can ask about, you know, what do you do on the weekends or what do you do for exercise or what's your favorite book or movie or what are you watching on Netflix? Because these are questions that are easy that anybody can answer, but they'll also tell you a lot about what they enjoy. You'll get to see them be excited and passionate about something. So I think that's really good when you can draw somebody out based on something they really enjoy doing. Then you'll see mm-hmm. their best side, too. And then you better have your own answers for those same questions, right, Marla?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you can work on those. And you'll, just by the conversations of those, you will get insight into their character, into their family, friends, this and that. You'll find out, you know, things without directly asking.
Yes, yes,
all
it'll
right.
just come
yes.
up naturally.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay,
I totally
so we're going to go to... We're going to go to 919-641. Hello, and what's your name and location?
Hi, my name is Sandra K, but I go by my middle name K, and I'm calling from Georgia right
Kay?
Now.
K, okay. Yes. Georgia too. Okay, wonderful. Welcome, K. How can we help you?
Well, how much time do you have now? I guess my question. I'll start with the career. I am presently working. I was in a job that was very toxic. Fortunately, I was able to get away from that. However, I now accepted a position that I actually really enjoy, but the salary is so not what I need. I mean, it's like almost a third of what I was making. So right now I'm in a struggle, but I'm looking forward to that opportunity that's like for my greatest and highest good. Something that I really mm-hmm. want to do, something that's going to bring me the stability that I need so I can be financial,
mm-hmm.
I can enjoy life. Because right now I'm just,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to stress because I was listening to what you were saying earlier about the vibration. So I try to keep it calm, but I'm applying, maybe interviewing some, but it's like each day I'm getting a notification of, sorry, unfortunately. You know, so I'm just looking, when is that coming?
I'm getting something about in my ear about you doing your own thing. Have you been wanting to be your own boss?
Not really. I mean, there is something I want to do. I do eventually, but there's no way I can afford to do what I want to do without being able to have income to get that training
mm-hmm.
and get in that position. So there is
yeah,
something
it
I want
feels
to do.
Like,
but...
are you open to sharing that, what that is, Kay?
Sure. I want to do contract management consulting and grant writing because I am a contract. I do contract management, but there is no possible way that I can honestly, one, for some of the things that I want to do, I would need some certification. And without getting certification, I'm without having the job to pay for the certification, it's like I'm, you know, that hamster. I'm going in circles now.
Right. All right. Well, with the certifications, yeah, just go slowly and do that on the side. And Ronnie, what did you pull for her career? What have you got coming in?
Well, the first thing I saw was a boulder. So it's this boulder in a field of grass. And you might think, oh, there's something that's really in my way. This boulder is just in my way. But you can actually walk right around it. So there might be some obstacle that you see is impossible to get around, and yet you can just walk around it. So what I was hearing when Marla was talking was there may be some kind of scholarship programs that you're not aware of that will help you pay for that certification. So I want you to think about and be creative about where you can find some scholarships because there might be, supposedly, there's a lot of scholarship money out there, especially for people going back to school. So I don't know how old you are, but sometimes there's amazing scholarships who are going back to school. So anyway, just know that if that's your big stumbling block, there's something you can do to just get right around that. I want you to feel hopeful about that. Then the next card I got is the Sun, and that is you being in your confidence, shining bright about who you are, being really sure of yourself and knowing that you can make this happen, and then taking action, action, action. What can really help you, again, is this tree of wisdom where you're solid in your balance and you're balanced on all sides, whether it's up or down or side to side. You're just in this place of balance. And then I got the forest, and there's just tons of opportunities. So in the tree, in this card with the forest, there's a little path, and there's a ton of trees, and they're all really lush and green, and that always means to me that, you know, one time a client said to me, does money grow on trees? I'm like, it does for you. So, you know, this is a very lush, green, and abundant card. So this all feels really good to me. You just have to get past that boulder at the beginning and stop the limiting thinking and find a way to get the ball rolling because it's available to you. So it feels very positive. Feels very positive.
Yeah, and I'm getting a lot of pentacles too. So it will that boulder will be removed at some point. And I'm also getting doing some clearing work. If you can sit, maybe do a salt bath, or when you're in the shower and the water comes down over your head, visualize it clearing any cords or any attachments to anyone, because you have that toxic work environment. I'm feeling you still have some cords, some energy that's draining you from that. So let's ask Archangel, right now, ask Archangel Michael to come in and just vacuum up any cords or energy strands between Kay and any person, place, thing, situation in this dimension or any other, in this on this planet or any other, and just releasing her and removing any obstacle cord, any grime. And Kay, if you want to wear some grounding, use some grounding crystals like some black tourmaline or some shungite, and then get a beautiful clear quartz or something like that. And I'm asking Archangel Raphael to come in and fill every cell of Kate's body with beautiful green healing light, and know that the perfect job, the perfect opportunity is ready and available and coming forward for Kay. Thank you.
Beautiful.
All right. Yay. Thank you. I hope everything works out, and we're sending you much love.
Thank you.
Okay.
All the best.
Yes. So I think we still have 925. I don't think I did that one. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your name and location?
Yeah. This is Teresa in California.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you see me finding a job soon. I've been looking for something remote so that I can move and relocate.
Okay. What kind of work do you do? What are you like?
I'm a buyer.
Need to do? What are your skills? A buyer?
I'm a buyer. Yeah, but I've got a lot of experience.
Okay. Buyer like clothing or just for general?
Not clothing. It's more mechanical parts.
Oh, okay. All right. Ronnie, do you want to pull something first?
Yes,
I'm still shuffling.
I am working on it.
Okay, for Teresa. All right.
Here we go. Huh. So, the first card, again, it's so weird, but it's the cave, and I shuffle these a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you've been hanging back or what's going on, or sometimes the cave is about you really taking care of yourself. I don't know if you're missing out on some self-care, and this is, you know, could be a time where sometimes when if you feel depleted, then you're not at your most optimal attractiveness for, you know, bringing in the opportunities that you're looking for. I don't know if that resonates with you, but, you know, the next card is the snowflake, and that's really about being an individual. And so it's important for you to take care of yourself and be who you are and honor who you are as well. And then what I'm getting is, and this is really interesting, so what could be in the way is the winds of change. And how you think, well, how could that be in the way? But my gut is saying that I don't know if there's any kind of passiveness going on, but you can't wait for the universe to deliver. You also have to take action. So the universe can deliver, but you want to take action. And so the card that's in the helping position is a lightning bolt. So something likely is going to come out of the blue to bring you closer to what you're really looking for. And the best thing is the outcome is the constellation. And the constellation is that it's in the stars for you. So whatever's going on is all going to clear up, but it's going to take some of your action, your self-care, honoring yourself, and then know that the stars will be aligned for you and things will come together. So that's what I'm seeing for you.
And I'm getting
it does resonate.
This is Marla. Okay, good, good. This is Marla. I am getting, I just get somebody else's energy interfering as well and some cords. Could something, is there anybody, is there an ex, did something happen, is there, the devil card comes up, the tower card comes up, we've got the five of wands conflict and the two of swords, which is confusion. Does somebody, do you know whose energy could be siphoning you?
I don't know, unless it's a coworker here at work. I mean, I'm just so exhausted that
I
would like to be able to take a vacation before I quit, but have something in, you know, in line.
Yeah,
I'm just feeling like a lot of draining. Your energy is getting drained. So we're just going to, I've got my little sound medicine here. So just take a deep breath and close your eyes. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for coming in and releasing any cords, any entanglements, anything that's siphoning energy from Teresa. Just releasing all of that right now. There's some in your back. I feel the back area. Maybe you get a little bit of pain in the lower back or a little bit of tiredness there. They're asking you to do some deep stretching, having some herbal tea, a lot of self-love, allowing yourself to relax. And you can even do a mini vacation at home. If even it's 20 minutes, half an hour, what can you do? A beautiful goddess bath, or go get a massage, or massage your own feet, or bring some crystals and candles and do a little meditation, or a little Tai Chi or yoga with a YouTube video. So something you can do for yourself. Or even if it's having a little glass of champagne, that they're saying, nurture yourself, love yourself. And we're asking Archangel Raphael to come in with the beautiful green healing light and just mass it and bring in, you can bring in the green healing light, you can bring down, I'm seeing some rainbow light coming in, and you can visualize that coming into every cell of your body and your bones, and do that every night, bring in that beautiful healing light. Also working with the gold at the, I see the heart chakra, we're just releasing a little bit of extra stagnation there. And then bringing in some beautiful yellow into the solar plexus. All right.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. Oh,
thank you
beautiful,
so much.
Wonderful.
I do appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. You're
Take
have
care.
A wonderful
My pleasure.
Day.
Our pleasure.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Yeah, Ronnie, you know, that self-care, we sometimes just run ourselves ragged and then we come home or whatever and we grab something that's not that healthy and turn on some Netflix or whatever. And it's no, we need to fill our cup more. We need to nurture ourselves more.
Yes, absolutely. And that healing you did was really beautiful. You did a couple of really, really nice ones today, Marla. It was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Well, I've got another one here, 703. Name and location.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Nicole, and I'm from Virginia.
Okay. Great, Nicole. Welcome. How can we help you?
Hi. I just want to know, what do you see for love for me over the next year?
All right. So what's your situation? Divorced, never been married, out of a relationship?
Never been married. I do have online profiles, but I'm not finding anyone at the moment.
They're saying, the guys are saying pictures. What kind of picture? Are you happy with the pictures you've got up there?
Actually, I have some good pictures up.
Okay.
Right now, when I do get contacted, I've been getting catfished, so I'm not quite happy with that.
Okay. Well, you can just block them right away, right? And then are you picking as well? Are you looking and winking or whatever?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, Marla, can I just jump in for a second?
Yeah, jump in. Yeah.
I'm getting that there's stuff in your profile that's really getting in your way. and it's attracting some of the kind of energy and attention that you do not want. So if you have mm-hmm. anything like what you don't want, like no couch potatoes or no this or that or whatever, I don't know if that's in there, but if it is, I would take all of that out. And just focus on what you really do want, all the positive of what you want. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was getting something, too, about the profile. So there's something in the profile. And you may, yeah, spruce that up, check the pictures. If maybe there's something too sexy, maybe there's something, to, I don't know, but just there's something there that you can maybe retake a look at, re-energize. And then even send some energy to it and some blessings and ask your guides to send you only those candidates that are viable people, no catfishers. We're blocking those right now. We're asking the guides, we're asking Archangel Michael to put a ring of protection around that and you so that these characters don't even see you. They don't even see your profile.
Okay.
What else? All right. And... let me see. I'm just going to pull. Anything else coming up for you, Ronnie? I'm going to pull a couple cards.
Yeah, me too.
All right,
oh, look at this.
Some cards.
I got the sunrise,
what?
And the sunrise is always hopeful and bright and colorful, the dawn of a new day. And then I got the full moon, you know, great for the clarity and the feminine energy. And then the outcome is the grapes. And let me just tell you, the grapes are awesome because that's like a sweet harvest. It's the fruit of your efforts. So keep going because what you want is coming your way. You just need to clear up some stuff. The other thing I heard was one of the things you can do, even when you get people you don't like, just remember that they are affirming that you are an attractive woman. So that's why the blessing thing that Marla said is so important. You can just say, you know, thank you for finding me an attractive woman. Delete. You know, and block, delete.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
acknowledging that all that comes to you finds you attractive, and that's an incredible affirmation and a way to honor and believe in yourself. And you don't have to meet them, talk to them. You can delete them, whatever. But it's an acknowledgement of the abundance that can come to you, and that can also draw in more. So I would try that.
Mm.
Okay.
I love that. And I got the Lover's card. And the Hierophant, and they're saying, do some more spiritual work. Work with your guides on this. Work with the angels. Get some love crystals, some rose quartz, self-love, and, keeping it positive. So that's what I've got, Nicole. So I hope that was helpful. Right?
It is. Thank you.
So yeah. Okay. Take care, hon. Bye. Okay, we have one more. 630-487. Hello. Name and location.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Dion.
Sure.
And I'm in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. Okay. How can we help you today, Dion?
So I just tuned into your show. So
uh-huh.
I'm not exactly sure like how your readings go or.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything that you'd like us to look into, or do you want a general? We're happy to, pull some cards, get some insights.
I'll do a general if you would love a general. Thank you.
All right. No problem. I'm going to pull an Everyday Witch Oracle for you. We're coming into the bewitching season, right? Ooh, so magical. Okay. Oh, prosperity and abundance. It's okay, so they're saying... So I just picture you there in Wisconsin. It's beautiful. Are you anywhere where there's some park or flowers, a garden that you can enjoy?
I live across the street from a state park. I go there a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, great. I'm seeing you there. And you can sit there and even make yourself a little picnic or whatever and enjoy these last days of summer. And really, it's good if you're sitting on that ground, you're grounding, you're getting the negative ions, you're bring up the energy from the earth up into the body. They're saying you can strengthen the body a little more. They're saying you need some, the guides are just talking about minerals, maybe get a mineral supplement, a little bit of sprucing up the diet, packing in some more vitamins into the diet through some really good food and bringing up the energy from the earth. The angels are saying they're very proud of you. They see some books around you. We see you're interested in different things and learning. There's also some people around you, some new people. There's a guy friend that I'm seeing around you. He's kind of a younger, he's got a youthful feeling, wears T-shirts, and just a sweet, sweet guy, like he's always there for you. So they're showing me that. They're also air magic that comes in. Just this beautiful golden light coming through the window with burning some incense and a quill. It's just like it's almost like don't forget to smell the sweetness of the air, the summertime, and then meditate for clarity. They're really loving that you're getting in nature, and you can even sit there and meditate and bring in some new clarity and ideas. And I also have Diana, who comes in as focused intention. Think about what you desire, set those sights high, and expect the best possible outcome. I do see some new things coming in for you, especially coming in January, February, March, some new opportunities, some new projects, and just get excited about that. And it says, ascension's coming in, move into your true self, rise above the darkness, the light is here. So always remember that. And there's some kind of grandmother energy coming through too that's watching over you. Aunt, maybe a great aunt or something over on the other side, and they're loving that. They're liking the things that you're doing, and they're shining some, giving you some extra energy to keep going on your project. All right,
that's awesome.
So, Ronnie, what are you getting for Dion?
Well, what's really interesting is the first card is it's partly sunny, partly cloudy, and what that means is that it's really up to you how you want to see it, because it's like a glass that's half full or half empty. There's the same amount of liquid. So it's something about how you want to view the world. And if you can start seeing the partly sunny instead of the partly cloudy, I think that's going to make a big difference for you, because the next card is the Big Dipper, and that's a wonderful constellation, and that's always very magical, because it means whatever you're looking for is in the stars. It's written there. It's waiting for you. So it just wants you to come along. And then the last card is the pumpkin and the harvest again. So you're going to be harvesting exactly what you want. But just remember, so much of it is reliant and dependent upon your own viewpoint, outlook, and perspective. So I just want to encourage you to really see what's good in your life, what's working, what do you have, what is abundant, what does make you happy. All of that kind of stuff will really reinforce that for you and help you attract even more into your life. So that's what I recommend.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dion. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, we've got one more. We're going to take one more, ladies. We've got 216-358. Name and location.
Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Yeah, welcome. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Good. I'd like to find out. Started about a year ago or so. Felt a pull, like I'm being pulled and called to live in the Southwest. Long story short, I chose New Mexico. Visited Albuquerque. I don't think it's that city, but I've chosen Las Cruces. Now, I'm doing this all from my computer and so on and so forth, but it seems like it has had its trial just getting there. And my housing, you know, now I'm going to get my name on a new set of wait lists for 50-plus housing, and I'm working on getting some more remote, and really have had challenges getting more remote work, working from home, so that I can put on my application. And of course, I'm just trying to figure out, this isn't supposed to be more smoother. I believe there's, and I have no family or friends there, so I believe this is part spiritual, part other components, and that I am to be there for a brief amount of time. I don't think I'll even retire there. But anyway,
What's coming up right now is things are going to be falling apart where you are. Your move is there's going to be some help, some collaboration, and the King of Cups comes. I feel like if you go, the reason you're being pulled there is because there's a man there that you're going to meet. The King of Cups comes, but it feels like it's such a and the Lovers comes right under him. Yeah. So if you can, and the Hierophant, it's a spiritual connection. So, lightening up. If you can sell some things, donate some things, get as light as you can with your possessions, right. And that opens up. That also, it's like a feng shui thing. It opens up. Every time I give away stuff like to the Goodwill, I get another client. It's so interesting. I use it as a manifestation technique. Right. So it feels like, and ask your guides and angels to help you with that housing. It's just going to be, you know, maybe you'll be there, whatever, 6 months in that place or something. But it feels like when you get there, you're going to start, there's going to be somebody that you're going to meet. The Three of Pentacles comes in. They're going to introduce you to some people, and it feels like there's going to be a man. So what are you getting, Ronnie?
Well, you know, I'm getting that it's a journey, so I'm picking up on how you said, you know, you were thinking it should be going more smoothly. But, you know, things are not always smooth. And sometimes it's good because that means you're weeding through the opportunities that really weren't right for you and making room for the ones that are. So don't be disturbed by the length of time or, the lack of smoothness, because it just means you're working through whatever it is. You're on a journey, and that's what the Mountain card means. The next thing, again, is the Winds of Change. So you're definitely going. Something's coming in. There's, you know, a new breeze blowing your way that's going to help you get where you get. And then ultimately, I see tremendous healing. I got the emotional healing card where it's all about the heart. It's very green. It's just all about healing the past to a solid place for yourself. So have faith and focus on what you want to do, because that's the direction.
Okay, and I'm assuming probably what romance or partner, not maybe business. But I've been trying and I've been applying to remote work in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Any remote work, because I'm applying for any and everything that I am experienced for and what I might be experienced for.
Ronnie, are you picking anything up on her remote work?
Well, I guess... curious what you do.
This is my current job. I rate social media ads on social media through a company. So I've had that experience. And then I was going to just teaching myself content copywriting.
Yeah.
So I can write email marketing, that sort of thing. But
Those things all really go together, and that's a great bunch of skill sets, and that often, I mean, mostly I would think that would be done remotely. So the card that I got that is about summer and rolling with things. Also, I think that, you know, there should be opportunity here for you. So it could just, once you really get aligned with whatever has to happen for you there, that the work will then start to come into play and you'll be able to go. It could be that it will fall into place and it's not going to necessarily happen way in advance.
Okay, yeah. Oh, all right.
All right. Well, all the best of luck, Patricia. We're sending you much love.
Thank you.
Good luck, Patricia.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right, Ronnie, that was amazing. We did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 readings.
Nice.
Lucky 8. So, you guys, you can connect with Ronnie at itsnevertoolate.biz. Go check out what she's got going on. And I have my website at marlamartinson.com. Please go get on my newsletter so we can stay in touch. Send one out about once a week. And my memoir, my juicy memoir, is The Magic Seeker, and it's available on Amazon, and it's a spiritual memoir with a lot of humor. Any last words you want to share, Ronnie?
Yes, you know, I have a podcast too, and it's Breathe, Love, and Magic, and it's on all the podcasts. You might want to listen to that as well. And thank you so much, Marla. It was such a pleasure. I had a blast.
You are welcome, and I'm sending everybody much love.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. If you love this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button. For more inspiration and to stay connected, find me on Instagram at The Mystical Matchmaker or my website, marlamartinson.com. Much, much love, and hope you have a mystical, magical day.